Blog Talk Radio.
Reality show. I am your host, Golden Hawk, and tonight is the Christmas special. Yay! Merry, Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Oh, heck, man. Happy Christ consciousness. This is what the season is really all about. It's all about Christ consciousness and becoming the love that we know ourselves to be and feeling deeply in the depth of who we are, that we are made out of love, we are expressions of love, we are also the glorious shadows and the glorious darkness. My friends, we are all of it. And never before in the 45 years that I've been on the planet this lifetime have I ever been so aware that I am all of it. And I am really, really excited about tonight's show. I see that my beautiful friend has just popped up. Actually, let's just make sure. Nance, is that you?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, love. All right, let me keep going what I'm doing, then we'll call you back in. Awesome. I'm so stoked you're here. Okay. Actually, I'm just going to leave you on, but I'm going to do my my meditation, and I got some shout-outs, too. I want to give two huge shout-outs to my beautiful angels, Allie and Aaron, who went to go see Windtuck with me yesterday in New York City. We had an absolutely fabulous time. We were three rows from the stage, center, orchestra. These magical kids, man, to see a show like Cirque du Soleil with a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old who I've known basically all their lives, was truly, it felt like Christmas. That was my Christmas gift. You know, they baked me cookies. You know, they love me. They love me. I love them. And we were just out and about in the big old, the Big Apple of New York City on a gorgeous winter day. And I just had an exquisite time with both of them. I love you both. I don't know if you're going to listen to the show. I promised them that I would give them a shout out, and it's my divine, absolute pleasure to give them a shout out because they rock my world. You know, if you got to rent kids, you might as well rent angels. So, anyways, okay, that was one shout out. I had some other shout outs that I wanted to do. I also want to shout out to my a deep blessings to my mastermind group. Because they are really helping me find my space in community, and the power that this community brings is setting goals and intentions, and with the power of the group energy, really manifesting a lot of. You know, I keep using the word magical, but that's the only words I have to describe it. A lot of magical experiences. We're definitely going to do a show at some point where the whole mastermind group comes on and we're going to share with everybody how it actually is impacting our lives. But, I mean, we're only on, like, week 4, and I'm telling you, we've already had some metamorphic, profound experiences. I just know the energy right now, consciousness right now responds to groups. Hands down, this is about group unity, teamwork, working together, finding the space, and letting go of control. Yes, indeed, my friends, that is what I've been doing. Letting go of control, because control will just, boy, smack you silly in your face when you least expect it. Anyway, so let's do some breathing. Let's do some breathing because I'm a little hyper, and breathing always helps me calm down. So let's invite in our essence to join us in our bodies. Breathe in. Nice, deep breath. Set in the intention of the simple invitation that the greater part of who we are join us in the physical body, right here, right now. This is a very effortless invitation. We're not struggling to feel this connection. We're trusting and we're knowing that, of course, if we invite our essence to join us, our essence is ecstatic to come into this part of the experience. It wants nothing more. The whole cosmos, the galactic families all over the cosmos, right now are watching planet Earth. And for us to invite in our essence, believe me, your essence wants to join you. They're jumping up and down like little energy balls when you invite your essence in, because that's a front row seat to the greatest show in the galaxy. Earth is by far the greatest show in the galaxy right now. This transformation is clearly what is all the buzz in all the dimensions. And we, my friends, the third dimensional beings who feel so lost at times and so minuscule and small, oh, my sweet friends, we are the ones that are being celebrated by so many beings throughout the galaxy. They're proud of us. They're excited for us. They're cheering us on. And they're watching us like hawks, because we really are the greatest reality show going right now. And we should know that and celebrate everything. Celebrate it all. This really is, I don't know what's happening, but something shifted in me from going to New York yesterday. And for the first time in about 12 years, and that's not an exaggeration, I feel the Christmas spirit right now. I mean, I feel Christ consciousness. I feel divine love. I feel it being expressed. I feel it being received. And I'm just absolutely ecstatic that I get to actually enjoy the holiday this season. It is the first time in several years that I've not cocooned, you know, and done, you know, the whole Scrooge thing, you know, get the hell out of my sight. I'll talk to you in January. That's where I used to go around this time, between now and New Year's Eve. I just was like, leave me alone. And I don't feel that at all. I'm very much excited about the community. I'm excited about all of us, the people who are ready to have their breakthroughs, so that we can help the rest of the wave of souls and consciousness that's coming up that are clearly looking for guidance. And that, my friend, leads us to tonight's show, where my beautiful, rockin', mystical, magical, sexy friend, Nancy Anello, is joining us, because homegirl can do it with the medicine cards, and I'm stoked. She's going to be doing medicine cards, which she can share with you what that's all about. I'm going to do the Osho cards. We're going to have readings. We're going to share goodness. I invite anybody, if they want, call in, set an intention for 2011. Very powerful to set an intention on the air, live and on the air. It absolutely has the energy that I was speaking of earlier of group consciousness, because the show, it can be listened from anywhere from 20 people to 300 people. Whether it's in the now moment tonight or whether it's in the now moment in the future, it really does. Every time someone hears it, that intention is emphasized. So I highly recommend, if you don't want to have a reading, which I can't imagine why you wouldn't, but or you can have a reading and set an intention or ask a question or whatever you want to do. All right, first, let me welcome on my show. I'm a little hyper tonight, Nancy. Welcome to the show, Nancy. I'm so glad you're here. How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm good, thank you, sweetie. How are you doing?
I'm wired for sound.
And no, it's true. I feel the same way. I'm having a Christmas party, and it's like, for the first time in a long time, the holidays don't feel like a burden. They feel, you know, like really a holiday instead of...
Really? You too? It's not just me. Okay, exactly. Exactly. I'm not quite sure what that is.
Well, I just...
But who are we to question it, right? Let's just feel it. Let's just celebrate it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah, no, I definitely know what you're saying, though. I decided to have a little party. I invited you, actually. I'm sure you got the invite. calling it Friendmas, you know, because it's...
I got the thing. Listen, you want to do a shout-out about it? Do a shout-out to your friends who might be listening. I mean, I don't know if it, you might, you know, people might show up that aren't your friends, so I don't know. That's totally up to you.
No, I just... You know, I know, like, a lot of people are in town, and, you know, a lot of times people don't have really anything to do, so I just said, screw it, I'm just going to throw a party at the house. My roommate's going out of town, my mom's going out of town, and it was like, but it wasn't like, you know, it was really exciting, and I have a lot of things that we're going to do at the party, and intention setting, of course, felt back at the fire pit is one of them, and it's just kind of, you know, sort of, I think people are also, I used to do New Year's cards instead of doing Christmas cards. So
okay.
I think it's for that kind of idea of, like, it's not really, it's like everyone has some kind of different holiday thing that they do, but all the energies are kind of, like, it's like a perfect storm of things kind of going on all at once, you know.
People just waking up. That's a great way to describe it. I get that everywhere, to be honest. You know what I mean? Especially December in general.
Right. Exactly.
You know, just it's a perfect storm. Everybody seems to be running where they're running, and I'm just happy when none of us collide. You know, okay, that's cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So can you tell us about the medicine cards? I definitely want them to know, you know, I've spoken plenty of times about the Osho cards, but I want you to share what, you know, because the energy is quite different in the medicine cards than it is in the in Osho's cards.
Yes. Well, the medicine cards, they're Native American in origin, and they are basically medicine in the Native American culture is akin to wisdom. So it's really the whatever the wisdom of the animal, whatever that animal is. However it teaches. We called it the essence at the beginning. Like every animal has its own essence of what it is and what it represents, its energy. And so when we kind of go through life, we, you know, we can get very distracted and sort of disillusioned, and animals kind of help us by whatever animals come up, whatever medicine is required or needed. That's what, you know, the person wants to reflect on, whatever that animal's trying to tell them, depending on where the card is and what have you, and what they need to do, not do, hear, what have you, based on what's going on with them, you know. For example, some of them are easy to understand. Butterfly would be transformation. Wild boar would be confrontation. Porcupine.
What would be wild boar?
Wild boar. Confrontation.
And what is that? Oh, wow. Okay. Well.
Like a wild boar, you know? So.
They're very powerful animals, actually. I wouldn't want to mess with one in, you know, face to face and, you know, in the backwoods.
So maybe, you know, depending on what the spread is or what the layout is, it's maybe a person is not confronting something that they need to confront, or maybe they're too confrontational, you know, when it's not needed. So it just depends on what the layout is and what the question or what the situation is. But basically, the animals, they're here to teach us, like all of nature is. So that's just, you know, and I love the Osho deck. So, you know, I'm a big fan of that deck too. So.
I was stoked when I love the diversity is beautiful. You know what I mean? Because now, is it possible if somebody wanted to call in and find out a totem? Could you do a reading for just to find out a totem for them?
Or do you have to find out
like all nine at once?
I think we can do whatever we want. I mean, there's a lot of different. What's the thing I like about the medicine cards is that there's a lot of different spreads. So. You can have, you know, sort of, I do a lot of the Moon Lodge, which is like in, you know, kind of inward, sort of going inward for centering. But there is also, you know.
I like that.
Yeah. There's one for like group projects. There's one for like, how does another person perceiving you? there's, you know, the totem one, like you said, where that's more pulling all nine. That could take a little time to go into, though, for each person. I was going to do the pretty much the either the moon or the sun, which is basically the, the moon lodge spread, I think, is the most personal. For example, the sun lodge spread, like I said, is how others see you. The butterfly spread would be to determine outcome of group projects or enterprises. And then there's actually a good one, too, that's a quick one, is the mother-father, which is just picking two cards, one on the left and one on the right, for balancing. So
Because on average, I'll be honest with you, right now we don't have a single caller, so I'm just going to keep talking with you. And if you're up for it, I'll take a reading until we get a caller. I mean,
okay.
If you're okay with that, because... Yeah, I mean, I remember when we did readings in my apartment in Bridgeport. That was that was a while ago. That's when I first met you. That was good days. Good days. 2002 or 2003. Exactly. Wow. 7 years ago. 8 years ago. Yeah.
Oh.
Rock and roll, sister. Exactly. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Okay, well, I'll be honest with you. I'm like is there a read you can do for me to kind of give me a general, depiction of what's in store for me or what's in store for another reality show for 2011? And if that seems like that doesn't feel right, I'll do what's in store for me.
Yeah, that would be the butterfly. I'll do the butterfly spread because that's more of like enterprises, group projects, that kind of stuff.
Oh,
you know,
exactly.
I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to keep shuffling here.
And what I'll do is if someone comes on and puts their hand up, I'll let you know because I definitely, we're here to play. It's awesome. You know, I want to clearly highlight your talents.
But
I want the callers they take priority. The callers will take priority.
Oh, of course.
I love you, babe. Thank God you're here because, you know, when I have no callers and I'm here by myself, it's like, okay, I'm just going to read on my own and tell you what I get.
I'm a big shuffler.
And I'm going to focus on the deck right now.
The first card is the seed. So this will be like a butterfly, obviously. So the first card is the seed. The second card would be like the larva. The third card,
pupa.
Cocoon. And then the north card, the ultimate manifestation, sort of looking to the spirits to see if they're listening or what have you. They're listening, but they're, you know, what guide
is it in reverse or is it, right. The question is, am I listening? They're always listening.
Exactly. Now, okay. Well, the first card we got here is Pro, and Pro is mentioned is law. This is the law of nature, the law of things, and. I mean, you have a deck of these too. So if you wanted to, like, kind of
I do. Yep. But go with your interpretation. You know what I mean? We all have our own style and share. You know what I'm saying? And just be yourself. Be authentic, because I trust your judgment. You know, I know who I'm talking with.
It's interesting. Okay, so we have crow, which is law, fox, what is fox? I just remember all these animals. Camouflage. Law, camouflage, self, and self-esteem. Final card. So you understand the ways the world works, the way the universe works, the way nature works. That's crow. So your sort of basis of doing this is like, don't you see people? Don't you see how this works? You know?
Right.
But you have to kind of fly under the radar, too. Like, Fox is saying, like, kind of camouflage, like, kind of, like disappearing into the ether, you know, with your message.
Okay.
Kind of. Like subliminal, subconscious, you know. Because then the next card also is stealth, is the weasel. You know, fox, weasel, crow, fox, weasel, and moose. And moose is self-esteem. So really having, it's really, really hard to kind of put yourself out there and sit on the radio show where you're reading your own cards. And, you know, it takes a lot of self-esteem, you know, to kind of not let, you know, world and people and things get you down. And so this is actually, I think, a really perfect reading. Really what I liked was the stealth card, the third card. You know, Weasel was the one who was able to go, you know, between the camps and was the first one actually to warn Native Americans about the, as the story goes, about the boat people that were coming. Really like the spy card. You know, like really kind of being able to have that stealthfulness to stay two steps ahead of everyone else.
Interesting. Well, in 2011, it's clearly going to be about, you know, putting your scouts out there to, I don't want to say avoid the danger because I don't think it's avoidable, but I think there are divine spaces and places to be, and, it, you know, if you got your weasel on... I'll be where I'm supposed to be and not where I'm not supposed to be. You know, I want to be in the right space. That's my goal. Wherever that's going to be, I want to be in the right space. So.
Yeah, and also, you know, kind of, you know,
We got a call, baby girl. We got a call.
Sort of like a town crier. That's what I was going to say.
Indeed, the radio show. Because the one thing I just want to say, I'll get to you in 2 seconds, 619. The one thing I want to say is what I'm noticing on Facebook, you know, and just around, two of my heroes right now, which is Keisha Crowther and Julian Assange, who are both messengers of a space that I believe is just a truth that is, this is not mass consent truth. This is the next level of truth. They are being attacked from all sides of mass consciousness. And I am absolutely putting myself out there that I will align myself with them because their truth is my truth. And if I get caught up in the line of fire because of that, you know, remember that part in The Matrix? When Morpheus called Neo with his finger, you know, when they were in the fighting mode, you know, kind of, come here, you know, come to me,
mm-hmm.
Bring it on. Bring it on because I'm not going to sit quiet no more to, you know, like, oh, I just, you know, because when you said fly under the radar, I've done that most of my life, and I'm getting clearly right now is not the time to fly under the radar. Right now is the time to speak my truth, even if it kills me. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's worthy to die for my truth right now. And so, you know, bring it on. And with that,
you'll have to introduce me to these.
Pardon?
You have to introduce me.
All right, well, definitely. Area code 619, you're on the air?
Hey, Golden Hawk, it's Matt.
Matt. How are you?
Pretty good. I've just been listening to your talk show. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Happy Christmas.
And would you like
happy
a reading
holidays.
Tonight?
Oh, yeah,
happy
I'd love
Christmas
to, get a
to you too. Happy holidays. Awesome. Okay, will you do me a huge favor and grace me with the pleasure and the privilege of having the reading from Nancy? Because I really want to showcase her talents. That,
most definitely. Thank
so.
You, Nancy.
Oh, sure. Hi, Matt. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Let's see. Do you have any specific question or...
I got a few problems. I got some back problems. I got some wrist problems, just physical health problems. I was thinking maybe we could do a reading for my healing ability.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's do. I'm sorry to hear that, but we'll see what we can do. Where do you live, Matt? Do you live in Connecticut also?
I'm in San Diego.
Oh, very nice.
Not quite in the woods like I've seen on a lot of your pictures, which look really beautiful, but we get out there.
Hey, wait, but, well, actually, how far is San Diego from Oregon?
Quite a ways. I'm sure it's good, maybe 12-hour
okay.
drive or something like that.
Oh, that's a real high. Okay, it's totally up the coast. Because, boy, if you ever get a chance, though, I would highly recommend going to play with those redwoods.
Oh, yeah. I've heard and seen all kinds of beautiful pictures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there is no doubt there is some presence going on in those redwoods. But this way, maybe at some point we'll all plan a trip, you know, the whole group of us on Facebook, that let's go camping for a week at the redwoods. And
that sounds beautiful.
You know, basically... Yeah, yeah. Okay, sorry, Nance, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, no, not at all. I'm, like I said, I'm a long shuffler. Now I've dined here. So that would be, we have another reality show road trip. Another reality show.
I love it. Absolutely. Oh, and just so you know, Nance, we got plenty of callers now. My friends are here. Yes, we've got a show. Okay, good. Sorry.
There we go. Well, Matt, I figure the most logical spread would be the medicine wheel, since you're looking to get better here.
Okay.
There you go.
So, did you have an accident or?
Yeah, I actually had a few accidents. I'm one of those adrenaline junkies and starting to learn that I can't always be doing that. I had a few bike accidents. I fell on my back. I've broken my wrist and it's gotten worse because I didn't really learn my lesson, but learning now how to heal, so that's a blessing in itself.
Absolutely. Let's see what we can do now. I'm done. There we go. Oh, I'm done.
Just so you know too, Matt, if you play hard, you'll heal hard. And I mean, if you play intensely, you'll heal intensely.
That sounds great. That's what I like to hear.
That's just your energy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do it with passion, and there's no way not to be there, so...
Well, I have faith I can make it. I think I'm starting to learn the patience aspect, which I haven't really learned until now.
What's
yes,
that?
Yes, yes.
We have this. I'm just going to pretty much focus on the snake, which is the center card, which is rebirth, which, you know, is sort of a no-brainer. You kind of said earlier that, you know you have to kind of not do things that are so dangerous that, you know, so there's this kind of rebirth of deciding, you know, okay, well, then how am I going to have fun? And the spirit card here is antelope, which is action, which sort of is like a sort of problem solver, you know. I'm kind of going backwards here. Coyote, was the third card, which is the Trickster. So you obviously, like, you know, it's sort of that very mischievous kind of nature that you have.
That
kind of
sounds like me sometimes.
And my making tricks. that's sort of obvious. I don't know what kind of tricks you like to do, but the South card is sort of, this is the medicine teaching the child within you, and it's the Beaver, which is the builder. This is what you need to nurture in order to nurture your growing process. So maybe instead of doing things outwardly that are more physical and more adrenaline-based, you're sort of using that mischievous brain of yours to build things that you are equally as satiated by at the end, but that you're not going to put yourself in physical danger or in physical harm's way, you know, because that's only going to get you so far.
Kind of like building the internal foundation.
Or, like, no, like building things, like actually literally building things. Like, I don't know what kind of sports or extreme sports you're into, but, you know, it could be something, let's say you're a skateboarder, you know, instead of doing all these death-defying feats, you maybe start building half pikes or something, you know what I mean? Like, there's more than one way to expel the energy that you obviously have.
Which I've always kind of, I've been wanting to make some bikes that I would like to call Matt proof. If Matt can't break them, neither can you. been kind of a dream of mine.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Definitely it, because you're the builder, some sort of like builder trickster. So that's funny, because then like people will be able to do a lot of tricks on these bikes. Like you can take all of your injuries and all of your wounds and all of your hurts and say to somebody, okay, here's how to not make that happen by having a bike that hopefully you can't control.
<Right.
laughs> So you can take your broken bones and you can make them someone else's hopefully less broken bones. I think that's definitely the best way to use that. And giveaway, and you had the turkey. The turkey was the first card, and that's where your spiritual strength lies. And turkey, obviously we like to hear a lot of that word this time of year, is the giveaway. You know, turkey give, you know, that's what Thanksgiving is all about. So giving away your experiences, your knowledge, your wisdom of having gone through it, and then, you know, procuring this new thing that kind of allows you to reinvent yourself while at the same time doing something you still enjoy and being physically laborious, physically active by building something. But, you know, you just don't have to keep going hospital. So definitely, I love the idea of that, because those are the things that work, like things that are tried and tested and true. You know, those are the things that that work, that people really know, when people really know what they're talking about, you know, instead of like...
Yeah, once you've actually gone through the experiences.
Right. Yeah, so you can offer something, you know, turkeys is always about offering, you know, like giving thanks. So your offering, that's your giveaway. Turkey just says, here, you know, gobble me up because, you know, I know you need to eat, you know. That idea of, like, really sacrifice is a good word for that. So you've sacrificed a lot to know these things, and now the best way to do that, the best way to honor yourself and honor your pain is to, you know, help other people. And, you know, be tricksters.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, you know, and on this show, it's all about, let's incorporate the dark side. You know, Goldie, boy, Goldie incorporates it all the time. So it rocks. It rocks.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I definitely think, you know, and you'll probably be really, I mean, even though at first, you know, you want to be the star of the show, but I think, you know, you sound like a very nice person, and, you know, by sort of mentoring other people, younger kids and, you know, what have you, you know, by making things that they can use to, you know, have fun. But, you know, we're still that experience kind of, you know, eye and ear. You know, is it biking? Is that what you like to do? Or do you like to do all kinds of things?
Well, I like all kinds of things, but, yeah, I've been really kind of getting into biking, which lately I've been really getting into relaxing, so...
Because the biking is kicking his ass.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, no.
I can feel that.
So yeah, I would definitely, you know, the antelope card is still at the top. The spirit card is the action, is the antelope medicine of action. So, you know, it's saying don't loaf around, like the spirit loves that you're active. But now, you know, it's sort of that, you know, a two everything turn. So now you're going
to
take...
redirect the action.
Exactly. And then you have the snake, which is rebirth. You know, the shedding of the skin makes way for the new. And now, now you've gone from being sort of, you know, ant to grasshopper or whatever the way it goes. so you should really enjoy that, you know, that new experience. And be careful.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to just add, also the snake to me represents, you know, that the snake, the serpent that goes up, you know, the medicine, the healer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like something could come of this that can be, you know, tremendously healing for you. In other words, building something that's in the passion you're in,
right,
as opposed to just riding the bikes, you're now, you know, going into the next level of, you know, kind of, you're going from participant to teacher.
Mm.
And
right,
in that, there's healing.
Getting actually
yeah,
a little bit more intimate with my passion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
taking the dance to a new level. Exactly.
And more intimate with, and being able to share, you know, because when it's your passion and you're just out there doing it, like it's just for you. But when you share with other people, we get a piece of everyone else's passion that you're sharing it with. So, you know, it becomes exponential at that point. So the universe is telling you, like, okay, you know, you've had your fun, and now it's going to be even funner. It's just going to be different, that's all. But it'll be better because you have experience and you have more to offer now than you did, you know, 10 years ago. So I would be really excited if I were you. It sounds like, you know, once you're all patched up, you know, you have a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, sounds like it. I really appreciate the information and the new direction that I've already kind of had, but, I mean, this is kind of getting me to reawaken it, you know?
Well, I've always said I've never told anyone anything that they don't already know. They just need to hear it.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate it.
So, well, great. Well, good luck. I hope everything, you know, let us know how it works out. I want to buy my kid a mat bike one day.
Right?
I'm sending my kids to you, Matt. Take good care of
them. That sounds good. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Golden Hawk.
You can have, like,
oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for tuning in and sticking around, and I'll keep an eye on you. Because are you Matt Starshine? Is that who you are?
No, Matt Williams.
Matt Williams. Oh, okay. We're friends on Facebook, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Send me a hello so I know who it is so I can keep an eye on you exactly for the readings. You don't have to, just send me, like, it's me, Goldie. You know, I got friends. I know we know each other. I have a voice now as opposed to your picture and, you know, the words. We're in a new, it's a new platform for me. But I want to be able to follow your healing. So, definitely.
All right. Well,
yeah,
shoot me a
text that it was me who talked to you on the show tonight, so I know who, you know, to keep an eye on.
All right, thank you.
I'm keeping a hawk eye on you.
Hey, it's me on your 5 minutes till showtime.
There you go. And because I'll be honest with you, I'm a schizophrenic when I'm on the air. I really am. because it's almost like everybody that's plugged in is, you know, everybody listening, whether telephone or internet. It's a radio show. We're all plugged into this, actually, and it can make you a little, you know. I don't personally know how people like, you know, Britney Spears does it on a daily basis, being tapped into a million people. Truly,
yeah.
I don't know how that – how do you process that kind of psychic energy? I mean, I'll do 30, 40 people, and I'm like, you know, Goldie's a top, so – So I appreciate you, though. That's what I want you to know. I appreciate you. I just, at the moment, don't have a visual on who you are.
All right. Well, yeah.
I have your audio, babe. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you calling.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
And listen,
you
want to send an intention before you hang up? Because it's this
yeah,
power for the intention on the air.
Christmas joy and love to everyone.
Namaste, brother. Namaste. Thank you. All right, sweetheart. I'll see you soon. Very nicely done, Nancy. Very nicely done.
Oh, I think.
Go ahead. I like the way you tapped right into, no, build something real. And he was like, yeah, that's been on my mind to do that.
Yeah, well, you know, the body can only take so much, and then you have to, sort of pass along your experience to other people. And that's its own reward, too. That has its own, reward and
benefits. So yes. Yeah. Now we have other callers, but nobody has their hands up. And I see you, 817. Hello, beautiful. If you want to read tonight, that's awesome. There's also, well, I don't want to give out area codes. She just put her hand up. Okay. All right. Or I don't even know if it's a she. Sorry, it could be he. Area code 386. You're on the air.
Hi, Goldie.
Hey.
This is Art down in Florida.
Oh, namaste, Art. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Call to give you my love and gratitude for what you are doing. It's just so beautiful.
Thank you very much, as well as you. You are doing beautiful work in Florida with your boys. And
absolutely.
Happy
yep.
holidays to Josh and John, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Now, you got to get a read. Do you want to read?
I don't have any particular questions, but if she can come up with something, sure.
Well, even if you're what does Spirit want you to know? How's that?
Sure, that sounds fine.
Okay, Nancy, you up for another read?
Sure. What's your name again?
My name is Art. Art Williams.
Very nice to meet you.
Williams. Matt Williams, Art Williams.
Exactly. I thought that was rather interesting.
Oh, you're like
that's not a coincidence, of course. Right.
Uh-huh. They've been happening with us just absolutely all the time with Josh, John, and I. It's amazing.
Yeah. Are you instantly manifesting at this point?
We did over the weekend, yes.
Yes.
Children,
many of us are.
Yeah, the children are very much into their instruments. They want to create a band. And they found new instruments this week.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. Absolutely.
See, there
amazing.
It is.
Yep.
Awesome.
We went and picked them up.
Yeah, I'm a babbler, Nance. That's why I do a two-hour show.
I want to hear about this band.
Okay, I'm going to leave you in the very capable hands of Nancy now.
That's quite all right. Fine. Yeah.
That's fine. What, your kids or... Your children?
Pardon?
And you're talking about, these are your kids, your children?
Yeah, I have two boys, Joshua and John. I raised them alone.
Oh. And how old are they?
They just turned 12 and 15.
Oh, boy. Yes, I'm asking all these questions because I used to be a nanny for triplets. Who are now 16, and I did that for about 8 years, and they are
wow.
also, and
wow.
they,
yeah.
So I think that's really great when kids really, enjoy the music that much and really want to create make stuff. That's fantastic.
John got his first set of drums in March of this year, and they have written 7 songs already. They're working on their 8th one.
Wow. That's really hot.
Yes.
Well, what I'll
do. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'll send you, are you on Facebook too? I'll send you a couple of my kids' videos that they made, and they can kind of use that as inspiration because Emily also writes all of their material as well. And
right.
It could be really beneficial for them to see. You know, kids who are just marginally older, who are really doing it. I mean, really doing it,
Yes.
So also, well, what we'll do in that case is the Sun Lodge spread, which is, the butterfly spread, which is the, outcome of group projects or enterprises.
Uh-huh.
instead of doing it for you, since that seems to be, you know, when we asked you, that was pretty much the first thing that came out of your mouth was about the kids and then the music. So if that makes sense to you, then we'll do that one. That was the one I did for you, Goldie, at the beginning when we did you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because, I mean, sometimes, like, you know, if you have some, like, kind of deep internal question that you want to have an answer to, then the Moon Lodge is one that I tend to use. Because I tend to use the medicine cards when it's a more internal spiritual issue, and I'll use the tarot cards when it's an external. I need to know, you know, about something or someone.
Oh, okay.
But when it's something very internal. Just need, like, you know, off down, you know, talking off the ledge, then off down to the medicine cards. They're the ones with the really deep spiritual insight. So, I mean, in the future, I'll be happy to bounce back and forth. I just happen to have these out because that's what I thought would be good to use. But just to kind of let all the people on the call know, that does tend to be the way I do it. Is tarot is more like, you know, am I going to get the job? Is he seeing someone else? Is she, you know, does she like me? That kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
External stuff is more tarot, and for me, the medicine is more. And the OSHA is just good for anything, no matter what. okay, well, let's do it then. I'm just shuffling. I do take a while to shuffle. That is the one click out.
Well, while she's shuffling, why don't you set an intention, Art, because we're on the air. Lots of people are going to listen. You know what I mean? There's power in having the show and being that bridge.
Well, I understand that,
you know, like
totally.
Like a 2011 intention or something.
We live in total grace, you know? And
yeah, you do.
It is all the time. Our hearts are full with love, and we share it. That's what I call to express my gratitude for what you do.
Oh. You're beautiful, Art. You really are. You're my living intention. You are.
Well,
it's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year for us.
Yes, absolutely.
All of us.
Yep.
Yeah.
They picked up new instruments over the weekend. We took the motorhome because we had to go 80 miles one way and then over to Jacksonville and then all the way back.
Oh, wow.
And you wanted, can I tell you, I'm looking up Black Panther because sometimes I need a little jarring because there's a lot of medicines here in these decks. And as you were saying that, the card that came up was Black Panther, which is embracing the unknown. The first card was Porcupine, which is innocence, embracing the unknown. So this is kind of working in the same stages of a butterfly would be, you know, so innocence, right, the egg here is the kids and their innocence. And then, you know.
Absolutely.
And then the embracing the unknown, you know, on a lot of levels. That one being you have to drive, you know, 80 miles, my goodness. Direction and but you're happy to do it, of course, you know.
Absolutely, yes.
Just embracing the unknown in general with, like, who, you know, and that's kind of what I said to Jennifer, their mother, obviously, is a very good friend of mine. You know, sorry, I'm, like, getting call waiting. I apologize.
No worries.
But, so embracing the unknown, and I remember saying to her, she's like, oh, you know, should we do all this? And, you know, she has them in a special school for professional children. I just said, you know, I said, hey, listen, no matter what happens, it's a bad thing. It's experience. It's life experience. And as we learned from our previous Mr. Williams caller, you can't put a price on experience. So, you know, and the next card, Mountain Lion, would be leadership. So this is like the West card, purpose kind of principle, the cocoon card right before the final stage, and leadership, you know, just kind of your role as their father, you know, that you're not indulging them, but enabling them to have these great experiences.
The absolute truth, yes.
So that's your role. That's where you fit into all of this, right,
yes.
Obviously. And then the final card is integration. So, you know, it's sort of like they're getting something out of it, you're getting something out of it, the community is getting something out of it. So integration is like, it's, you know, just be, you know, this reading, I think, is this was a very sort of fun and kind of very sort of sweet reading to do.
That's your energy, Art. That's so you.
Yes, but the children know that they have come here to help in this time of change. They're aware of that, and they express love all the time.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, introducing my kids, then, Anakin.
We hugged. The three of us hugged so many times this weekend.
What's that?
The three of us were hugging so many times this weekend in gratitude for what they were able to get and that I was doing that with them, for them. It was absolutely beautiful. But we do that all the time, every day anyway. So
they do it every day, sincerely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're not on the grid, Nance. They left the grid many, many, many decades ago, and literally they're living examples of where we're going. They're already living it.
That's it. That's the truth. They know that they've come
here
to help.
It is the truth. Yeah, I've interviewed these. I've known these guys for a few years now. They're magical, real magical.
Oh, wow.
But you're doing beautiful. Yeah. You're doing beautiful. That's why you said the reading was playful. Believe me, there's no issues.
Yes.
Because
yeah,
they never had any to be raised with because Art was clear when he had the kid. He was clear as a parent, literally clear as a parent. You know,
it's like
yeah.
they've never received inoculations. They never get sick, and they're homeschooled.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
It's an uncontrolled, controlled environment.
Exactly.
It is. It's the paradox. I'm sorry. Exactly.
Well, no, I'm very inspired because I live in Brooklyn, so I'm like, you know, that just. That seems so wonderful. I mean, I love, obviously, you know, being in it. Like Goldie said, there's definitely a very contagious energy here. I don't know if you were on the beginning of the call. She had mentioned being in the city yesterday and how that kind of affected her. But, you know, on a 24/7 basis, it can obviously completely overwhelm and burn you out. So there is that, you know, as well. So so that sounds lovely. Well, I'll try to, you know, if you guys are on Facebook, I'd love to say hi. See the kids look like. And then maybe send them.
Yeah, well, you can find them on Daniel's page. I mean, Art gets around the radio world.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful get around.
Boy,
yeah, but Art's always around on my show. I can feel you. Yeah,
yeah.
I love when you're here, Art.
Yeah.
Well, keep it up.
Well, I hope you all having a lovely, lovely evening and lovely holidays.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Art. So much
okay.
love. Big hug from me to all of you. I love you guys.
Absolutely. Okay. Good night.
Did you hear that?
All right. Good night, love.
Okay.
Nance, I'll get you Art's email so you can send them you can send it to him through email.
Yeah, the kids did.
Okay.
Yeah,
the YouTube or whatever. Definitely. Oh, I love it. I'm telling you, the energy of the callers, it is funny too, both Williams. But just so much love. I am feeling, I'm just feeling deep love tonight. This is, something has shifted. It's almost like it happened when I wasn't looking. Because after 10 years of basically preparing myself for, I mean, I would basically, as soon as Thanksgiving, you know, was, you know, like upon us, it's like I would kind of, I mean, the thing, the visual that comes to me is plug my nose, hold my breath, and go underwater and say I'll be back up January 3rd. Because
right.
you know it got chaotic. I would feel the chaos, and I was feeling it this year. But I have had so many breakthroughs. I mean, where I'm not feeling mass consciousness. That's what's shifting. It's not mass consciousness that I'm focusing on from a within standpoint. It's the light workers. It's all of us who are working this consciousness of unity consciousness. I mean, it's becoming the dominant frequency that I'm experiencing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's miraculous to me. That is, You know, there's no price tag to put on that. That is, that's the difference between me enjoying myself and misery. And, you know, I'm a big fan of the enjoying myself. Break out the wine. Let's celebrate, you know. Let's have some fun. And this is wild. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And you're doing a great job on the reads, by the way. And listen, I it's not that I won't do reads. I want to highlight you and, you know, okay. I want them to know who you are because I'm a networker. What can I tell you? This is what I do. And I'll ask the next person that comes up if you want to do a read. I think we got, wait a minute. No, you're 303? Who are you, Nance? 646, right? Did we do 303? Was that Art? No. I don't know. I'm a little confused. I think 303 is Art, though. Wait a minute.
No.
Area code 303? Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Are you hearing
Did
me?
Did we talk to you yet?
No.
Pardon?
I just went from computer to phone, so I couldn't tell if you were hearing me. It's Andrea. You know me from Facebook and CleveryCon.
Oh, excellent, Andrea. Namaste. Happy holidays.
Same to you. I just got home from an incredible day of magic experience being too long to describe here, but I got home, got on Facebook, and saw you were on and just dialed before I even saw what the show was about, and I knew I was in the right neighborhood when Art and Josh and John came on.
Exactly.
The
oh,
family
Andrea,
is here.
You're
and
it's right, I know you're from I can't think of what I just said his name. Daniel. Yes. Yes. It's a family. It's a family affair.
Better.
Indeed. Not let. See, now that's inner workings bringing us together. Look at that. Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah. When I'm being facetious, I call my inner being Uni, and I go, fetch, Uni, fetch. And Uni goes and goes, okay.
Exactly. I love it.
And that's what just happened. My magnificent, happy ears flapping in the breeze inner being sent me straight to you tonight. I just wanted to say so much love and appreciation to you in particular and your wonderful guests that I haven't even really met yet, and especially Art and Josh and John. Just knowing that they're on the planet makes my place a brighter, happier, more optimistic, loving place. So love to them, too.
You're beautiful. Oh, thank
yes,
you so much.
Yes, I am. Aren't
I feel
we all?
You. Deep, deep gratitude, my friend. Yeah, I can. I'm going to breathe you in right now and... Oh, there's so much love in my life right now. It is exquisite.
I knew you'd just crack
so
up when
much
I came
love.
Out of
Thank
it.
You.
It keeps getting better.
Yeah, it does keep getting better. It does.
Yeah.
Deeper, beautiful, and better.
I just wanted to tell you, I wasn't going to mention it, but it feels really good to. I'm walking through the most astonishing journey right now. The short form is that my dad is in the process of disconnecting. He's 94. The route he's choosing is Alzheimer's and just very gentle physical decline. And I dealt with, from a mundane point of view, huge, huge issues today, you know, making arrangements and do not resuscitate orders, and spent some time visiting with him. And all of it, I just have to stand here and tell you, all of it felt so good and so centered and so joyous and so right on, it can be like this.
Yes.
I fought every step of the way with my own resistance to be in this place, and it's so damn good.
Yes.
He's appreciative. He's got so much dignity, and it's so wonderful to have this time with him. There was a time when there was a lot of struggle because I wasn't clear with myself, and I wasn't lined up to dealing with the reality of it. And now he and I have conversations that don't even use words, and he happily agrees we have telepathic conversations. And it's not because he's got dementia and losing it. It's that he's finding it, and I'm able to go to where he is and find it with him.
Wow.
Is that awesome?
This, do you know, think about what you're – not only is that awesome, what you're sharing right now is what other people need to hear.
I want anyone who's
show.
In a place to hear it to know it can be wonderful. It doesn't have to be grieving unless you just have to go there. Not that
right.
I have moments with
right.
tears, but every time I start down that rabbit hole, I make a choice. And sometimes I let that spin for a little, and sometimes I come right back and go, I'm going to choose something that feels a bit better because I do better when I put my own oxygen mask on first, you know?
Oh, sister, yes.
And tonight I found, when I got onto Facebook, it was because I found, it sounds so trivial, but it's huge for me. I found the restaurant I've been looking for in little old Huntsville, Alabama, the whole time since I moved here from Boulder, where I was used to organic and local and wonderful things, you know, with people very aware of what the whole picture was and what they were putting in their food. And Huntsville now has not one, but more than one restaurant like that. And the one I just found was in a neighborhood I lived in 30 years ago when I was a young adult here. And they're doing farm to fork. Everything as local as they can make it. It is a place of such beauty and connection. And it's a normal restaurant with chaos in the kitchen sometimes. But, you know, I found it. And I knew when I was on the road, I said, today's the day I'm going to do that. Let's go. And I did.
Nice.
You were talking
about
Instant Manifestation.
Yes.
Come to it. As you said that, the thought that flipped into my mind was, I'm looking at all manifestation as instant. Sometimes it just takes me a few days or weeks to catch up with it.
Well, it is literally, I'm hearing a lot of our body's issues, the physical issues, and this goes for Matt as well, the first caller, is literally the body catching up to the timeless, spaceless space that is, you know, literally available to us. And in every breath that we're in, an intention to be in that expanded space, we're there for that nanosecond, but if something brings us back, like somebody honking a horn or just daily living, it's like we don't even recognize how much we could be dancing from literally nanosecond to nanosecond. We can live 3 nanoseconds in spacelessness, 15 seconds in third dimension. Of course it's going to take a little bit of toll because it's like we're going dramatic frequency shifts, and we don't even know that we're doing it. It still appears to be a fluid now moment, but it's not. I mean, it's the creation of everything. Pardon?
May I expand on the thought about the body? Because something occurred to me.
Absolutely,
Came up this week that it's so new in concept for me, and yet it feels so like I've always known this. The body can handle it. Okay, I'm getting a little animated.
Yes.
The body doesn't
any
of this. We get out of its way, it's when we get in the way and block it, the body could hook right up to source and do great if we let it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is not all original thoughts of me. Some of other people's talk, but it resonated for me so much. My body can handle almost nothing. My body can handle bottle? I like that. Handle anything my source dishes out if I let it.
Yes.
If I just, and I used to call it getting out of the way. I'm shifting over to just saying, just allowing and going with it, because if I go with it, the body is so ready. The body is so genius. It doesn't need me to worry about how it's going to do it or how it's going to handle that germ or how it's going to deal with that food. Just let it. It can do it. And I'm starting to see the results. It's so exciting.
Because you can actually get healthier. your health will improve even if you're eating less organic with a mindset, with a belief system that you've just put in place. Because people don't realize if their belief systems are toxic. In other words, if you're fearing everything you're eating, even if you're eating organic, the fear itself is the toxicity that goes that becomes part of the frequency of what you're eating. That is,
and it's the stuff I tell myself that generates the fear. I can tell a better story.
If it generates fear?
Yeah, the story I tell myself is what's generating that fear that feels so toxic.
Exactly.
I can tell a better story.
Exactly.
And be exhilarated or thrilled or even just, calmly enjoying, relaxing for a little bit. It just kind of changes the whole thing.
Which is the restful state is the homeostasis happens when we're in genuine rest. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's an important part.
I love homeostasis.
Indeed.
If more
it's
people
a healthy
got
space
it, you know. They wouldn't worry
yes.
about bodies if they understood homeostasis.
Let's all get addicted to homeostasis.
Hey, hey, while
I
we're on the
it.
Subject,
well, you know what it is?
There's
it's
nothing
the
better than a
being.
Good placebo effect. I'll take
well,
it.
Exactly, because that's when you know you're the creator, and that's what it's all about, remembering that we're the creators of all of it.
Oh, God.
Literally, every nanosecond. Yeah, yeah, your
you
share
know,
is
I didn't actually
awesome
call
tonight.
For a reading. I just called to be with you for a minute, but if somebody feels moved to do a reading, what I would love to do would be just, I want to talk to myself for a minute, letting whatever comes through your perspective and your voice talk to me. How's that?
Nancy, I've been talking. Take it away, girlfriend. And right now there's nobody else waiting, so this is, not that
Hi,
I would say
Nancy,
no anyways.
Thanks
meeting...
for being here.
Oh, Andrea, you're beautiful.
Thank
well,
you.
I
know you
love that
if you're here.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm at the opposite end of the spectrum from you in physical circumstances. I'm in a place that's almost rural for being so close to a fairly major city. And
nice.
It doesn't matter where. It seems like it's all the same marvelous thing is happening every place. And I'm here because this is
oh,
the place
yeah.
that I can be what I know. And, you know, I have this feeling you're in that city place where I wouldn't be this as well where you are. But you do.
Mm.
Yeah. No,
God,
I
love us. We're so cool.
Sing it. Sing its praises, Andrea. Definitely. I love it, too. Okay, Nancy, I'm gonna be quiet now. Go, girl.
Cheer you up.
What?
As much as I am.
I know you're...
We're a great tag team. We are a great tag team, the three of us. It's awesome. The rhythm tonight is just... There's magic here. There's genuine magic, and I'm...
What if
I'm elated.
Normal.
Exactly.
You know, that I was feeling well. I had a fever, and, you know, just the holidays kind of like, even though I'm enjoying it, I'm having a party, so I have all the cleaning to do and blah, blah, blah. And then
blah, blah.
I was kept like, yeah, call her in 5 minutes. I'll call her in 5 minutes. And then when I, like, finally got on the call, I started putting my, you know, stuff out to do my reading, like, put my cards out, and was like listening to the beginning of your call, and then I just sort of realized, like, you know, some like there were other things that I had to cancel today that I had to cancel because I needed to be home and take care of things. But then there's
right.
things that you want to cancel because you're just like crazy or tired or lazy. And but you know, hopefully you don't. And I'm glad I did. It's having so much fun.
There you go. I'm glad.
You know, just kind of having like a day where you're very out of sorts. Of course, I would never in a million years care if my day your day. And I'm sorry to hear about your father.
There's no sorry in this. Thank you for the love of that. But there's no sorry about this. He's doing exactly what he wants to do the way he wants to do it.
Just that,
this is
yeah.
conscious transitioning. We are in the living space of conscious transitioning, where we are no longer being afraid of what's going to happen in the next phase of existence, which is not death, it's just life without physical.
And I'm
it's
able to help
death,
create
though.
The space and maintain, to hold for him as his intellectual
Absolutely.
Processing gets more blurry in the environment he's in, which is a very normal environment. You know, it's a rehab. It's a very good one. We lucked,
nice.
Quote. Into the probably one
yeah,
of the best.
Yeah, there is
not
luck. You created. Say it like it is. You created. Yes.
I
yes.
hold the space
yes.
for him to be able to do that even in a mundane environment. And it's what I've learned in the last couple of years that makes it possible for me to be there. And he's released enough of his attachment to the structured, rigid, mental, intellectual ideas of the way things are supposed to be. And I've learned in the last year how very, what I used to would have called psychic, he really is. He talks to my mom, who passed away, you know, 10 years ago, all the time. And I used to just humor
yep.
it. Now I just take it at face value. Of course they talk. You know, of
exactly.
course
they
talk.
Exactly. Exactly. My father talked to my mom, same thing, 10 years ago. Same
he talks
thing.
To him.
yeah.
Exactly. And I tell him
matter of fact,
now, oh, you probably talked yeah. to her about that. And he says, yep.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I know
my dad does
it's
the same
a two-way
thing.
Conversation. And I'm just so appreciative that I came to a place, and I'm continuing to grow into a place where I can be there with that with him. And I'm actually eagerly looking forward to seeing how much I'm able to communicate with him when he's non-physical. I don't know.
Absolutely. Watch your dreams. Oh, you will indeed. When you're looking for it and you're not in grief, it is profound. I know, because my mother has been coming to me. From day one. I mean, I was prepared for this because I was like, I can't let go of you yet. And I know you, because I used to tell her,
you don't have to.
You know, this isn't the end. This is just another stage. And she would be like, you know, no, I'm 6 feet under the ground and it's over. And I'm like, Ma, you don't have to believe in life after life for it to be.
Wait a minute.
But when
you
it comes down
to
it.
Somebody who's dead that they don't have to stop.
No. Before she died, I tried to convince her that it wouldn't be over. And once she passed, she came to me and said, there's so much I should have listened to that you said. And I go, but it's okay, because now I can hear you. So I can hear you. And so people are like, don't you miss your mom? And I have friends of mine that miss my mom, and I'm like, they're like, you must really miss her. And I'm like, I have one of the greatest relationships with her since her passing, because she acknowledges everything I was trying to tell her.
Oh, Goldie, that's so great for me to hear that now, because we've entered a new phase with Dad, and I've been real aware of it, that he's made a choice and he's cycling down. You couldn't tell from the outside that much, but I could feel, especially over whatever happened over the last week, I really felt it, that we are now full speed ahead, you know, supporting. Whether it takes another couple of years or months, and my guess is it'll be, you know, less than a year that he'll hang around physically, but he is ready to let go of some of this stuff and move on to a place where he can be freer. And I know it sounds wacky to people who are still thinking, well, you should grieve. You can't do it without some grief. And it's like, okay, if I feel, I'll deal with it like I do any other time I feel stuff that I don't particularly like the way it feels. Right now, it sounds wacky in a way. I'm excited about my dad.
No, it doesn't sound wacky on another reality show. Come on. One of the things I was excited about after I, because I did grieve my mother's death, but from a selfish point of view of, she was my protector. She was my net. Without my mother, I didn't know how I was going to handle it. And I was 35 years old when she died, but you would have looked at me and thought my emotions were that of a 7-year-old. Because that was the nature of our relationship.
Goldie,
but once
she
I healed the emotion
holder,
that I...
Till you found your
absolutely.
Own net. She held that place for you.
Exactly. I mean, and I tell people, the greatest gift she gave me was when she died. Yes. Because by dying, I was able to expand my being. And then when she came in, still as, you know, the presence of unconditional love for me, my mother's presence was still with me. I went... Okay, now I've got a direct link, because I'm like, Ma, listen, you got to hook me up with a guy who wants kids. Start getting me in the grocery store with a man who wants to have children. You know, get me there. And she is working it.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I'm sorry, Nancy. Please, because I want Nancy to do your reading for you.
I'm thinking, Nancy, we still love you, really.
Oh, she knows it. Nancy's hot. She knows.
Well, you know, Goldie and I have never just talked like this, just chatting. So this is actually a new thing physically to do it like this. So this is really cool.
Indeed.
I'm loving this.
It's very warm. Yes, it's beautiful. And it feels comfortable.
To tell you,
I just feel comfortable with... Go ahead.
You know, I had the experience a couple of years ago. A friend of mine, actually, her cat literally put itself under the wheels of her car. The cat was having a great old time, and I talked to it, you know, not knowing what to expect, and said, you know, my friend's really pretty traumatized and upset about this because she feels really guilty and really responsible. She thinks she killed her beloved pet. And, you know, it'd be really nice if you could, you know, let her know that you're okay. And I had a sense of this being's presence. It was a real cat, you know, meow, lick paws, the whole bit, normal physical kitty.
Right.
And it was also one of the most immense, marvelous, lovingly amused beings I've ever met.
Oh, wow.
And I had a lovely conversation with this supposedly dead cat.
And asked, you know, that word is getting old. We can't even use that word anymore.
And so I know it's possible. I just haven't done it knowingly
exactly.
with a human. Well, actually, I have done it a little bit with a human, but it was someone I never met physically. So I'm excited, but sometimes I feel like just like yesterday and today, I thought, you know, I should start seeing if I can connect with Dad at the place where he's his greater self and more non-physical than physical, because there's a lot, most of him's already there.
Absolutely.
And I should, for that part of me, I should be able to talk to that part of him right now. I don't have to wait for him to be physically gone.
The fact that you're even knowing to do that is his more expanded self telling you that, and you're hearing it. It's actually a confirmation, not a question. It's already
Thank
happening.
You.
That's what you're acknowledging.
I love
so
it.
When you talk about the cat, I was pulling the final
Get
card,
it.
Which is enthusiasm.
Yes.
And then I kind of saw you as maybe this, now that you had this experience with the cat, which was like foreshadowing, and now you're having this experience with your father, which is like validating everything. So
and the
I
thing
think
with the cat was so funny that it makes it very lighthearted.
Well, yes. Because the first card actually was Coyote, which is Trickster.
Yes.
Something funnier for you. And then
I'm
Freya
trying to hear quite what you said.
Oh, the first card was Coyote,
mm-hmm.
Which is
mm-hmm.
trickster medicine.
Mm-hmm.
The wisdom of the ages, like the ability
mm-hmm.
to laugh at something, you know, makes
yeah.
you very wise. So, and prayer and abundance is so. But then you were kind of telling the story as I was pulling the cards. You had prayer and abundance, gentleness. Mother Earth, the spirit card, and then
yes.
enthusiasm
yes.
for a horse in the center. And I just kind of thought, well, this is probably someone who will either be like an animal whisperer or is there something.
That's
what
like I thought, too. I can't believe you said that. I thought the same thing. Sorry, keep going. Yeah.
So that, you know, obviously being able to speak with your father, you know, that having this experience now will strengthen that ability.
Trees and crocuses talk to me, by the way. They want me to come play, even if I don't fit in that space.
What's that?
Trees and crocuses.
Who wants you
plants.
To?
I connect so much that every time Goldie talks about going out into nature, I'm going, yes!
Yeah.
Oh, so you're very enthusiastic, right? Because the horse is enthusiastic.
Yeah, just a little.
I bet you knew that already, Nash.
Okay.
I've been told that I'm too enthusiastic about practically everything. I'll take that label.
Exactly. You can't be too enthusiastic. That's the inner child, man. That's
the
good stuff.
To take that enthusiasm and instead of just being enthusiastic about everything, really, you know, like finding a honing or a craft or a way to really use it in a way that goes from being sort of the tail wagging the dog to the dog wagging the tail, you know, something that you really, whether it is like something with animals or people or, you know what I mean? Well, it'll, you know, find you, but like look for it, you know, because there's something, your kind of enthusiasm would, or even just promoting, you know, the kind of stuff that Goldie's doing and other people or what have you, you know, really finding a place for all that enthusiasm is the message I would say.
I had young friends, a generation younger than I am, also dancers, they invite me to their parties, and they said one of the coolest things I've ever heard a few weeks ago. They said, "We like to invite you to our parties because it is impossible to be in a bad mood around you."
Oh, nice!
That's the nicest compliment I think I've ever heard in my life.
And that's a confirmation again. That's all your frequency, sweetheart. That is, you know,
yep.
There's a frequency of joy, and joy is experienced.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so nice.
Nice.
And I love it
Very
that
nice.
Abundance thing kind of slid by like a done deal while you were mentioning the other things. That was something that's really lovely to hear. Nice to know.
Well, we can never get enough abundance.
Oh,
I
keep going. Enough abundance, but there's room for more.
You have to hear this. I my whole life and working on this sort of divine comedy workshop sort of thing with a friend of mine. And do something called the abundance, and we like abundance is the last word of that word. So when we're like acknowledging it, we do the abundance, and we just do some stupid dance.
have a friend who's encountered that somewhere and thought they shared it with everybody. I love that. The bun dance.
Yeah, because you know who does that? Children do that all the time. Boy, I give my kids candy, you know, it's just a couple of pieces. They do the bun dance. They're just jumping around like little Mexican jumping beans because they got a couple of pieces of candy. I love it. I mean, it's
have you ever seen the doggy bun dance? You know, you put out this pot of dry kibble and your dogs levitate and do spins in the air. 30 seconds later, the show's over, but they were ecstatic the whole time.
It's so true. It's so true.
My sister-in-law calls that the DDD, the doggy dinner dance.
Ah, gotcha. DDD, gotcha.
Isn't that great?
It's a triple D. I'm just glad we're talking about dogs and not women. You know, this is what my show is all about.
Yeah. Good thing we're just talking about animals here.
Okay, let's talk animals. Let's talk medicine.
Well, yeah, because also the crowning card was turtle, which is Mother Earth. So.
Ooh.
Anything having to do with nature, like you were saying, anytime Goldie says, let's go on, like, camping, you're like, woo, anything to
but see,
do
I'm
with
not
nature.
Into camping and that kind of stuff. That's a little too much effortful for me.
I'm just talking about anything in nature. Anything about nature excites you, like just, that's the, you know, sort of expression here of the cards. So just keep connecting with nature, if you don't have to necessarily go camping. But, you know, just try to, whatever, it's just, you know, going into the forest or talking to animals or going
to
the beach.
I go out and hug trees. People's cats adore me. I am beloved of felines. Cats love me.
You know, cats are also very symbolic of, they see interdimensionally.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's what Bashar says the cats represent, that they're the interdimensional seers. So the fact that cats love you is, I mean, it's funny because I am definitely getting a strong sense that exactly what Nancy says, whether it's animal, you know, channeling for the animals or potentially, you know, maybe getting a gig going with you and your dad and maybe he's got some messages from the other side that you're going to bring through directly through him.
Wow.
But it does seem like, you know, they're...
Okay, that makes me twitch,
but
it's really cool.
Yeah, well, there's a divine timing because you're ready to experience this from joy that, you know, there's a purpose to the specificness of him going now to be with you, to bring through, you know, all of this. It's like what Art was saying earlier about his kids know that they're here at this point in time to help the planet transition. Anybody and everybody who's awake right now, we are consciously living every nanosecond. Even if we fall into unconsciousness, we've done enough work throughout the other lifetimes. We're transitioning. We are taking energies and, you know, and making them into fifth dimensional, timeless, spaceless, and, you know, and it's actually starting to, you know, like there's a momentum where, like me and Nancy were saying earlier, it actually feels like Christmas to me now. I mean, I can enjoy this divine Christed consciousness, which, I mean, like, it has been so, in the past, heavily laden with the materialism, and I'm not feeling that at all on tonight's show. This is heavily laden unity consciousness bringing all of us here. You know, it's tangible. It's significant. And, you know, one thing
that hilarious part is that you get in that place and the material flows as wanted.
Exactly.
You know?
Effortlessly. It's effortless. What you need shows up. And what you need to let go of, you can let go of, and it's okay because you know whatever you're going to need for whatever the next moment is, you'll have it. I mean, that is the fluidity of creation.
Goldie, I interrupt. I want to ask if either of you guys watched the eclipse on Tuesday.
The who?
It was overcast here, and so I had to kind of visit it in feeling and imagination and watch other people's reports and photos, and that was kind of special. I didn't see it physically.
Yeah,
I didn't see it physically either, but I clearly felt it as well. Yeah,
I got up and looked twice.
More than I did.
But my friends all over the world were watching parts of it, and I just kind of reveled in their seeing it physically, and boy, I felt it. I don't remember what they were, but my dreams were wild. They usually are. My dreams are showing a connection and a wholeness. The male is showing up in my dreams. My masculine.
Who, the male?
The masculine,
oh, okay,
is showing up in my dreams, embracing me. I mean, like, literally, I'll be in a dream when someone that I know is a dear one to me is standing, hugging me. This kind of thing.
Nice.
All the time. All different forms, shapes, sizes, but it's like that wonderful, loving masculine who's in touch with the whole self is showing up in my dreams. How cool. I don't know.
Well,
that's
it's you. You realize
that.
It's you.
Yeah.
It's you. It's the
aspect my inner
of
masculine
self
part
masculine.
Is
yeah.
embracing me now, and I'm embracing it.
Yes. Well,
it's
and that's
so
why
great.
You're willing to go forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the part of strength that gives you the integrity to go forward.
You know, I've been saying that I was working as fast as I could to become that partner that I've always wanted to have. I thought I was just talking about tango.
I love it. That, too. I think that's symbolic, actually, truly, of what's happening in the non-physical, in the physical. You're dancing with it. Okay, wait. I know Nancy has a question. Go ahead, Nancy. Poor Nancy. We're just trampling.
Sorry, Nancy. No, not sorry, but thank you for your patience.
So there you go. Much better. Much better. There you go.
No, it wasn't anything major. It was just I noticed you had said, and now it's embracing me because I'm embracing it. But it's the opposite. You're embracing it. And so I would say it's embracing you. Like, you kind of made it as though now because it's ready, you know, then you're like have to step up. But really, you're the one stepping up is the way I would see it.
Yeah,
you're
I'm ready.
I agree with that.
Time. And I actually declared that out loud to myself.
It's never not been there. It's been there. It's not been there.
Exactly.
But you're, and now it's like, oh, here you are. Oh, yes, of course. I've been here all along, darling. Where have you been? You know?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing like when I tell people to invite their essence in. Our essence has always been here. Right. We have to put our focus on it, and then it shows up. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I love it because I'm not getting any of, well, where the hell have you been? It's just, oh,
no, it's not like that. Yeah, it's not like that, exactly.
What I get is it's just so good to be here.
If you were to feel that, that would be a polarity that is unaware of it being here now. That's what, you know, when people are like that, that's not the essence. The essence, it comes in such a whole package. It literally heals the past simultaneously creating the potential of just all the beautiful potentials in the future by simply being present.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It takes care of the whole spectrum because it really is all we got is now. The past and the future are just mind concepts.
Else.
There is nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing. You know, there is no past and future. It's
Nancy,
only
when
now.
Do we experience the past and future? Now.
Now. Exactly.
You know what's different for me? That's no
stereo.
Longer just mind candy. It's experience.
Exactly.
That's what's changing for me. It's not an intellectual concept anymore.
Yes. Oh, a ho, sister. Yes.
Yes.
That's when it's, because see, that's when no matter what anybody says to you, you won't deviate from your what you know, because you know, you've felt it, you've lived it, you've experienced it.
It's kind of like what Abraham
Very
says
powerful.
Every so often, you can't unknow what you know too much.
You can't unring a bell. Exactly. Exactly.
I've seen the seams in you know, in the walls of the holodeck. I know how it's done.
Exactly. Well, I mean, and that's what, this is the time. This is, to be quite honest, I believe mass consciousness is going through this. It's just they don't have the support like we do of saying it's okay. You know, it's essentially we're losing our personality so we can gain our God consciousness.
You know, I don't
that's
actually feel
I
like I'm
it.
Losing anything. I just feel like I'm getting bigger
Namaste.
And bigger and bigger.
Namaste. That's beautiful. That's
and
true.
I want to tell you, I'm in full defense of my ego. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I love it, and I'm not about to drive a stake through its heart.
No,
in
absolutely. Yes, that's totally, I agree. You can't kill
you know
your ego because then
there's
no body. Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I've been doing for my ego? I've been saying, little mind, look up to big mind. And I get this rush of goosebumps on the arms and this wonderful, you know, happy feeling. It's like, that's it. Just hook up to big mind. And that's just the words I'm using, you know, to say, you know, separate self, hook up to connected self. I'm not turning it off. I'm not pushing it aside. I'm not putting it down. I'm just hooking up.
Exactly.
Woo-hoo.
Exactly.
It feels so good.
Andrea, we actually have another caller, so
okay.
I'm going
to
let...
I'll go back to listening.
But I want you to finish, Nance. Finish the reading, because I don't want to... You know, we always get our readings done. We're very... but I'm just going to close it up and then take the next caller. I love you, Andrea.
Oh,
thank you for calling.
I love you. I love you whether you're doing this or not. Thank you so much.
Oh,
Nancy, anything
my
else?
Well, yeah, actually, why don't we go ahead? Because, you know, I would hate for... I mean, as much as it's all around us, I would hate to skim over the abundance, prayer and abundance.
I love abundance. Abundance, doing abundance.
Oh, yes, we have a lot of fun. That is how your child self is teaching the adult self within you. So that was a perfect little way to close it, doing the abundance. No, that position went south, and it was, there was, I was so excited.
You're beautiful.
The horse and the enthusiasm and the Mother Earth and all that. And doing the abundance, and that placement is how your child self is teaching your adult self. So
I want you to know I stood up for a minute to do it physically.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sweet!
Oh,
I love it. And you give good radio, babe. Very good radio.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You guys are
great.
Awesome. Thank
great.
You so much for playing
and,
with me.
And lastly, the west was the deer. The west is sort of the impregnation point, how your internal solution to your present challenges.
Did you say deer?
And deer, yes. And that,
that means a lot to me.
Yeah, and deer is gentleness. So while you're off being so excited and being the life of the party for everyone else, you know, remember to be gentle with yourself and, you know, kind of take care of yourself first. I know everyone wants you at their parties, and I know, you know, that, and I know, you know, that that's very, very flattering, but very exhausting and taxing.
Almost in retreat, in seclusion, most of my time and going out for short periods for the last 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
I'm real animated now because I'm on extrovert mode, but I've been spending a lot of time being real quiet with myself. I've loved it.
Yeah. Like, you know,
that's why you feel so good now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just see them. You don't really ever hear them necessarily in this branch of stuff. But, yeah, just taking that kind of, you know, that for yourself and your enthusiasm for everything else.
Exactly. Balance. It's all about balance. That's true.
I didn't used
really
to
is.
Do that, and it feels so good to be really comfortable being alone now. I adore being with myself.
Zach, me too. Cool. I so resonate with that. Totally. Totally. Mm. And it's very important, too, because that's the balance. If we're going to balance masculine and feminine, if we're going to balance physical and non-physical, we're going to have to balance social and alone. And not make social be bad or alone be bad. We have to have a space where we enjoy both. Because then we can be in either, whatever the moment creates.
Yes.
You know, whatever the ebb and flow is. Because I'm coming out of seclusion too, just learning again. And not learning, but genuinely feeling comfortable around people. But I am genuinely feeling comfortable around people because... You know, like the conversations I'm having with you and Matt and Art, you know, it's like there is a genuine connection that we have established and created on Facebook, and it's not going away. It's growing. It's, you know, now we're into voice, and I can definitely picture us at some point in time making, you know, like a 500-people group meeting where we just meet in the, you know, the hills of Ohio and have a powwow, so to speak. You know what I mean? Something to that effect. Because we're creators, we can all do that.
Yeah. You want a good giggle? If you didn't see it, my post of my top 10 words of the year, I am so pleased to find out what they were because they're exactly in everything I'm about, pretty much in order.
Outstanding. I will definitely check that out. Or feel free to post it on my wall for the other listeners.
Okay.
It's not just me who's curious. So if Andrea will post it on my wall, so because people know how to, or you can say your name if you want friends from Facebook. It's up to you. However you want to network
that. I can post it on Goldie's wall, and then anybody else who's been listening in can come find me and friend me. Just mention that, you know, we were part of the conversation here.
Exactly. Yeah. Awesome. Nice. All right, listen, Andrea, you have an amazing holiday. I mean, totally. Stay in touch on Facebook. I mean, and I can't. It's very exciting to see where we're all going to blossom in 2011. I mean, because I am really, really excited that we're going places and meeting people and truly helping the planet transcend. I mean, truly helping the planet transcend.
All is well and getting weller. It just keeps getting better.
All is well in all the universe, and so it is. All right, namaste. Nancy, will you complete? Will you complete, babe?
She has, unless she has any questions or anything, but she sounds pretty happy to me. Andrea, that you or anything? I'm glad we went over those last couple points, though, so that was good.
Yeah, it was very special.
And Andrea, do you have any questions?
Off.
I don't want to rush you off. If you have a question, please, you know, feel free to ask.
I don't really have a question. I just want to mention, it was so special to me to have deer show up because deer, literally Bambi and Thumper, were my very young, like 3 and 4 year old childhood playmates. Little deers and Bambis played tag with me out on meadows where we lived, and they never let me actually touch them, but they would play and let me get really close and hang out with me. And just the gentleness and the joy of that interaction. The minute you said that, I flashed right back to that and went, oh, thank you for coming to play. That's so wonderful.
Exactly.
To have them, that's a part of me that
you
was
know,
wonderful.
Nancy,
you've been an animal with
Nancy, you're hitting everybody. God bless.
Nancy,
so
you're
been
awesome.
An animal for all these years. You've always been the animal.
Well, and that's the child, indeed. I mean, wow. I'm impressed with you, Nance. All right, Nance, you got to shine one more time. We got one more caller. Can you do it again?
Sure.
I'm just going to put you on mute, but by all means, please stick around, Andrea. Your energy is obviously welcome and nourishing for the whole show. So
I'm loving it. I'll hang
free.
Out and listen now. Thank you both.
Outstanding,
love you so
baby.
Much.
Outstanding. Oh, big love to you. Big love. Mwah. Love you.
Mwah.
Oh, I love love. I'm a big fan of love. Yes, Goldie is. Okay. So, wait a minute. Okay, area code 646, you're on the air.
Hey there. I'm a friend of Nan's, and I'm just calling in to say that I'm so proud of you both for co-creating this brilliant show.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
I love you. This is one of my very, very dear, sweet friends, Elaine, or Tanti, as I call her.
Yeah, Tanti Lane.
Hi,
well, namaste. Welcome to the show. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I can't
so
believe
that. What do you have to share?
Share love, share intention, share anything. Manifested over Facebook, and I thought, how cool you're using Facebook to manifest your wonderful, enlightening show.
I'll be honest with you. I never had these kind of audiences when I was doing what they call terrestrial radio, which is, you know, where you would drive in your car, turn on the radio, and hear me. I used to be in Rhode Island, and it was fun doing that, but the connection I have made with people on Facebook, which naturally drew into the blog talk. It's like Facebook, blog talk radio, and YouTube are all, you know, tentacles. Okay, keep it clean, Goldie. It's still the family hour. Tentacles of the same, you know, energy of just all of us supporting each other. I mean, that's really, you know, and it's exquisite. It's exquisite.
It is.
And having Nancy on, she's shining like the star. I mean, I knew she would shine. Nancy has always shined in my eyes. And I'm very much about networking. Everybody, highlight the talent, man. Highlight the talent. There's so
well,
much incredible talent.
You have you're definitely giving your guest, a brilliant astrologer and amazing human being, you know, really an opportunity to shine. So I'm really, really just really happy about that.
Yeah. I totally agree.
And I'm getting,
I'm getting to know your astrology.
I was reading a little bit about your background, the background of your show, and it's so cool. You you take on paranormal as well.
Oh, you should, if you're interested in the paranormal, Phil Imbrogno, who is he's a scientist, a physicist that I befriended about 10 years ago. He's been studying paranormal for about, oh my God, like 25 years. He was a Green Beret in the, I don't know if it was Army or whatever, Special Services. So he actually has connection to very high people in the military.
Wow.
And with those connections has a lot of stories and information.
Wow.
He's been coming on my show for like the last 6 years. And if you look at my archives on the webpage, he's without a doubt, he's a storyteller, and he's a fascinating storyteller.
Wow.
And especially if you're interested in paranormal. Yeah. Good.
Cool.
He gives good radio.
I love that. Yeah, that gives me goosebumps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Yeah. Phil's a fascinating human being. He's actually a dear friend of mine. I call him Papa. He's my Papa Bear. Yeah. But he is no joke. He knows his stuff. So.
Well, you guys definitely. You guys definitely have a really good synergy going.
Oh, thank you.
You and Nancy. Thank you, sweetie. Yeah, well, we're about 8 years now, so we've done, you know, she did my Reiki attunement and some electromagnetic field balancing, so thank you, though, for saying that. Our energies have certainly played together in the past, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cool. We might not see each other in the physical a lot, but we have a lot of love for each other, definitely.
Oh, it's true. I mean, she's up in Connecticut still,
Pardon?
What's meaning? Mental language. Superpowers. Superpowers?
What? I'm sorry, you come in and out. What did you say?
Oh, I said, it sounds like you have complementary superpowers. Oh.
I don't know how superpower they are, but you know, it's just an awareness of a level of existence. I mean, I think we all have it. It's just a matter of, you know, how much we're willing to let go in trust in order to experience what's underneath all the conditioning, which is truly magical stuff, definitely.
Yes, and
we need
other people to translate it for us.
Only up to a certain point. I agree with that, but ultimately the goal is nobody knows you like you, because you are
the
creator of you. So I agree that definitely you want support. But every good reader, every good tarot card, every good astrologer should always, in my personal opinion, the goal should always be, I want you to need me until you don't need me at all. You know, need me less and less and less and less, and rely on self more and more and more and more. Because that's ultimately the greatest asset you have is your connection to you. There is no greater. For a heal, you know, as a healer, as a sage, as a guru, as a lover, it's all you. It's all self. It's all
I'm
self.
I'm really say that because I've been working on my stand-up astrology. I don't know if I told you about that. But doing like combining stand-up comedy with astrology, so kind of educated.
Oh, nice. No, you didn't tell me about that. Oh, you got to come on the show when I do a talent show and do some.
Yes. Well, eventually, because of the work that I don't want to tell you about it. It's information as opposed to interpretation based. So it's not readings. It's just information about what everything is and how to look at a chart and what the progressive chart is and what the difference is.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you're teaching. Yes.
So I say to people, like, I don't want to tell.
about you. I want you to tell me about you. Like, I can give you a
exactly.
But it's like, you know, the old adage, teach him, you know, give a man a fish, he eats for a day, teach a man to fish, he eats for his life. And I think astrology has been the same way religion has taken the power out of people's hands. Like, oh, well, this means that and that means that. It's like, well, why don't you just, you know, and that's why I became interested in astrology, because I was trying to decipher fact from opinion. And so I
could exactly.
Anything I could get my hands on, I would just, like, you know, soak it up, because you know, it's taken this long to really be able to extrapolate what someone's opinion on something is versus what the fact is. So, you know, now that I have kind of figured it out somewhat, more or less, you know, to a way where I can at least explain it to people in a way that they can understand it and use it. I don't want, yeah, like you said, you should be using me less and less. Like, you know, you can do a workshop and then maybe have some follow-ups with people if they want, and then after that.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Year, you know. So yeah, that's great.
Indeed.
No, I'm so glad to say that, because that is exactly 100% in alignment with what I'm doing with Stand Up Astrology.
Sweet. Nance, I hate to interrupt, but we got another hand up, and it's actually a good friend of mine. Will you do a reading for her? Because I told her if she called, I'd get her on. What is your friend's name?
Elaine.
No, you don't have to hang up. I just want to make sure she gets readings, and I'm a bad transitioner.
Yeah.
I don't know how to go from one. Okay. Know that I love you, sweetheart. I'm sorry if I'm a little tripping over my words here.
No worries. I just wanted to give Elaine a reading.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome. And thank you for sharing your energy. You want to shout out an intention for 2011?
Ooh, an intention for 2011 is that for everyone, may we all continue to nurture spirit.
Nice.
Nurture
what? Nice. Nice. I was agreeing wholeheartedly.
Nurture what? I didn't hear the last bit. Oh, may we all continue to nurture spirit. Oh, yeah.
I thought she was saying what to me, and you're saying what to her. I can't even tell by me. No, wait, what was your name again? What is your name?
Oh, my name is Elaine.
Elaine, thank you so much for calling in. Your energy, I love the bubbliness and the support and the community. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
No, namaste. Thank you.
Thanks for calling on Saturday. Yes. Saturday. I don't know. Thanks so much for calling. I love you so much.
Oh, thank you. I love you. Thank you. Nancy, you got great friends.
I love you guys. Bye. Bye.
Namaste. Bye now. Okay. Okay. Wait a minute. Area code 973, you're on the air.
Hi, Goldie. How are you tonight?
Hi, Suzanne. How are you? I'm so glad you called.
Good. You know what? I'm so sorry.
If you called, I'd get you on.
Well, I know, and I'm really sorry to interrupt that, because it was a lovely conversation and a lovely chat. I'm sure it would have gone on until, you know, the end of the thing, and I just want to say I'm sorry about that. And also, I was decorating my tree tonight, and I forgot all about it, and then I got online finally, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God. I had to call, so here I am.
Oh, you're beautiful. You didn't forget. You came in perfect divine timing. It's perfect.
Okay. All right, good. And it was a fabulous segue. You're very graceful and elegant. It was lovely.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's something I have to work on, though. I in my own head, I feel like I trip over my words, especially when there's readings. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to say, okay, let's you know, close up with this and go to the next one, even though it's as simple as saying what I just said.
Yeah.
But I tend to trip over it. I'm not quite sure why.
Okay.
And that's
well,
why I have,
level.
You know, friends like Nancy here. So she helps me take the brunt of those things. Which, by the way, Nancy, you're doing exquisite with me, because I know I'm all over the place. I'm like, you know, I'm like a schizophrenic on crack, for God's sakes.
Flock of birds.
You're beautiful.
Exactly. Shifting at every moment. But... Okay, but so, all right, so Suzanne, you speak with Nancy now, so, and I'm going to be quiet.
Hi, Nancy. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
Are you familiar with medicine cards at all?
I am. I have them.
Oh, fabulous. You're better. So, did you want a reading or did you?
Oh, yes, please. That would be lovely.
Okay. Is there something special or specific that you wanted to know about or know? Or
Okay, let's see.
Situation. It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be a deep thing.
This can be something that you want an answer to.
Okay.
But you told me earlier, like, I also obviously read tarot cards. Well, that would be obvious, but I do. And so.
Okay, so I guess the biggest thing going on for me would be with my daughter's health right now. And
really?
If we're on track addressing and all that sort of thing, I'm not really sure how to do it. Am I supposed to pose a specific question?
Well, they are called medicine cards. So what would be, what could possibly bring you the quickest sense of relief?
How about, let's select a good ally for my daughter to help navigate her imbalance and get back into alignment with her true self. Can we do that?
Nice.
Okay, so... I think what we'll do then is the Sanskrit, because that's going to, what you're wanting to know is how you can relate to her.
No. I can relate to her just fine.
Yeah, no.
I'd like for her to call
say it again,
to help her. Okay, I would like for you to, you know, divine or help us to identify what ally would be best for her to navigate through her illness. Does that make sense?
What medicine? What medicine would help her to know clarity or transformation or whatever she needs in the moment? The daughter.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I want to make sure I completely understand the question. Are you looking for which animal's medicine or like a specific?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking of, but I mean, they're medicine cards. I don't really know about the spread, so maybe you could help me with formulating the question then? I think you have an idea of what I'm after, but I just want to know what would be most helpful to help her navigate through what she's got to do right now. It's not easy.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. Sunspread is north. It's an outward relations card, so as opposed to the other spreads, which would be more internal, because this isn't about you. This is about her.
Yeah.
The son said so.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you for a loop or anything. I'm making this so difficult.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean,
not at all. Yeah, it's just good stuff. It's good stuff. It's just taking communication, that's all.
Okay.
Nothing negative.
Okay.
Mercury's retrograde, right? So we need to make sure that we're very, very clear here.
There you go.
I know. I'm still poor Mercury. I always get so upset when it goes retrograde, and then everyone wants to blame poor Mercury for their crappy communication skills, you know.
Oh. Well, at least we can laugh about these things. I mean, we're celebrating a transition on the. I mean, Andrea was. If you can, Suzanne, at some point, you got to listen to Andrea share eloquently. How she's all right with her father's transition. I mean, she is consciously going through this transition.
I'm sure it was a wonderful show, and I'm really wish that I came earlier.
Yeah, no, anyway. It's archived. No worries, my friend. No worries. Yeah.
Yeah, but
okay,
then I could have been part of it.
Just so you know, indeed. And you are part of it. You're here. We have 6 minutes left.
Okay.
Nancy.
All right. Moving on.
No. You're on.
Oh wow! Okay. Well, the first, and I remember, I don't know what your daughter's illness is, and you certainly are under no obligation to say anything you don't want to say.
And it's not even really that important because this stuff should translate regardless of whether I know what I'm talking about or not.
Okay.
And so we have Hoth. Okay. is the first placement. This is how she sees you spiritually, is Hoth. So I'm giving you kind of, instead of focusing on her, it's like, how can you help her be the conduit, sort of?
Yeah, beautiful. That's beautiful. Perfect.
So spiritually, she's seeing you as Hawk, which is the messenger, as we know from our good golden hawk here, the messenger of love. And then in the south, how they see you in relation to the material world, and you have Crow, which Goldie was the card that you got, was your first card, and Crow is law. So she's looking to you to keep a sense of law, order, balance, fairness, spiritually speaking, and then would be, so the West, this is how she's likely to interact with your deepest desires, and that the card is Fairy Dog, and I'm going to, it's your deepest desires, and this is interesting because the card is Retreat, so... and, you know, I don't know if you're jotting these down, if you want to, you know, look at, if you have a deck of your own, you know,
yeah.
Help that one. Goldie did my Osho deck, and I wrote it down, and then I spread it out later, you know, when I had time.
Yeah.
You know, just retreat, you know, just, you know, your child is sick. It's like the only thing that, you know, you can think about. So it's like you want to just do something. But retreat is telling you, like, you know, the most, in response to your deepest desires. It's like, just take it easy. Like, you know, rest and recuperation. Like, when you want to do something the most is when you can, you know, she just needs to rest, the person just needs to rest, and there's nothing beyond that that can be done.
Right.
Obviously, first, and make sure you get the rest that you need, because you're no good to her, you know, when you're exasperated and you're not, and allowing her to see, by you taking care of yourself, like, spiritually, that will want to make her take care of herself, you know, on a very subconscious level. Crowning us, we have Otter, which I love because it's woman medicine, female energy, visible feminine, but it is the, you know, the it definitely represents female energy. Very curious, just a really beautiful energy. So that being, you know, the North card, how the person would be an intellectual, you know, relationship here.
Okay.
Being with that part, you know, your mother-daughter relationship, emotionally, which is obvious, but also intellectually. So I would look for specific things you could see in bed, like games or books or things that, you know, instead of just kind of watching TV, are kind of connect you intellectually, engage each other, you know, even though she has to rest, she can keep the mind active.
Yeah.
I don't know specifically what the female sort of thing is here, but I'm sure that you guys will have a good time figuring that out.
Yeah.
And the central card suggests how the person will immediately respond to your presence is Fox. Which also, Goldie, you had. And that is camouflage. You find your presence camouflage. So, I don't really know what that means, actually.
I have a somewhat idea, but I'll stay quiet. But that's only because I know Suzanne personally, so indeed.
So, I'm sure you do, and that's far more important than me knowing it. You know,
well, you're welcome to say it if, you know, whatever. I mean, we've got like 2 minutes left, so.
If I did, I would.
Right, well,
because
I would say that the camouflage is the understanding of the dance that they do, but not necessarily from the I'm mom, she's daughter, but from the alchemical point of view of the whole mirror, where, in other words, I see you in me and me in you.
Yeah,
but again, that's because that's not necessarily quote unquote intuitive. That's me and Suzanne having a close relationship and sharing with each other, and the cards just showing up reinforcing that that, which is where, you know, that's a good space. There's health in that level of awareness, for both of you.
Well, thank you very much for that reading. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, you're very welcome.
Yeah, you rocked it, Nance. Yeah. Yeah, we only have, we got a few seconds left. Suzanne, I love you, sweetheart. Thank you so much for supporting the show. And you got an intention for 2011? You want to give a shout out an intention?
My intention for 2011 is that we all be set free and totally understand our divinity in every way and shift so elegantly and gracefully into the next of what's available for us.
Oh, beautifully stated. Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're still on, but we're not streaming anymore. So, but Nancy, I want you to give a shout out. Let them know where they can get a hold of you for personal readings, astrology charts. I want your information out there, and it'll be on the archive. So,
okay great. Just Facebook is really my best way of, you know, let people the best communicate. I think it definitely has the most to offer in terms of, you know, being able to share materials and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, the basic sort of network thing going on.
Yep.
And my intention for 2011 is just, you know, to promote health and wellness and healing, and to promote people who also promote that, to, you know, do stand-up astrology and just have a lot of fun, you know, helping people help themselves. So.
Exactly. Right on, sister. Hey, we should do an astrology show. I think we're going to have to schedule in for, we'll talk about astrology. Can you do astrology readings?
I
don't know.
We might want to do something where, like, the people could maybe call in, but, like, have given us their information already. You know, it's something
a little
more.
Because I was going to say, it takes a little more because charts have to be made up and stuff. But it's possible to be done, right? I mean.
Well, actually, another option would be, like, we could have someone kind of screening the calls, taking the information. Because all you have to do is put the information into the computer. You can get a free chart and, like, tons of websites. So, really, you just have to just imagine taking a few minutes to pull the chart up on the, you know, on the computer.
On the computer.
So it's not that involved either. You know what I mean? It's not undoable. We just have to take a little planning, that's all. But yeah, that
would
be
okay.
Awesome.
Listen, and you're worth it. And those charts are worth it. I think we might have to do that. Or if you're open to it, we'll start planning it. And because what I'll do is I'll just have people sign up who are going to be on the call, so you can actually just have already printed it out. And you know what I mean? What we can do? We can do anything we want to do, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, sure. I said we can do anything we want to do.
Heck yeah.
Exactly. All right, listen, my intention for 2011 is that this show continues to thrive in the sharing of information, energy, awareness, and love. It is an absolute divine pleasure to play with you guys. Nancy, you were fantastic tonight. Thank you. You're beautiful. I really love dancing with you. Yeah, the abundance dance. Wait, I'm going to do the abundance dance. I'm doing it right now. Everybody do the abundance dance. Oh, we give good radio. We do. We give good radio.
It's a lot like kind of wags his tail a little bit, too. I get a lot of that.
Exactly. Listen, I love you all. Have an amazing, amazing Christmas. We are activating Christ consciousness. Be the love to yourself and then share it with others, because in actuality, there really is no other. It's all self. I love you all. And dancing with everybody tonight, exquisite, my friends, exquisite. Mwah. Namaste, everybody. I'm gonna sign off and hope everybody has an amazing evening. I love you guys. Take care.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye. Bye. Ha ha.